I'm Lynn Scherr, filling in for Adora Udoji today. And this is one of those good news, bad news stories. Or maybe it's just a mystery, depending on how you look at it. And when it's about the war on drugs, we all have to look at it. A new report from the Sentencing Project shows that over a four-year period, the rate of black men imprisoned for drug-related crimes has dropped 21%, while the imprisonment for white men rose by 42%.
That is puzzling.
It is puzzling. And to help us understand why it happened and what it may mean, David Fatti, director of the U.S. Program for Human Rights Watch, joins us from Washington, D.C. David, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning to you. Let's just get right to it. What are the theories for why this demographic shift has happened? How come?
Well, it's an interesting finding, and it will be interesting to see if it really ripens into a long-term trend or turns out to be more of a blip that doesn't persist. Some of the theories or hypotheses are changes in patterns of drug use by African Americans, less use of crack cocaine, changes in the drug market, different changes in police enforcement priorities. And in terms of the increase in white drug incarceration, the increasing use and arrests and prosecution for methamphetamine. So these are all hypotheses. And neither of them
sure. really is very good news. I mean, it's good news to think that perhaps one group is using fewer drugs, not such good news to think another is using more. Is there some good news in terms of the Justice Department, in terms of our legal system?
Well, it is good news that in this one area, at least, the racial disparities in our criminal justice system have, at least for temporarily, become a little less stark. But it has to be put in the context of an overall situation that remains very disturbing. The finding of this report is that blacks have gone from making up 58% of those in state prison on drug charges to 45%. So that's good news, but when you realize that blacks are only about 12% of illegal drug users, you see that there's still quite a long way to go.
Still overrepresented, but I guess the thing that's shocking to me is for such a giant shift, I mean, down 21% on the part of black men, up 42% by white men in the arrest rate or the incarceration rate, I mean, that would be some unintended consequence that's just bouncing around there. It sounds to me like the system isn't under much control at all.
Well, the system, I think that's an accurate statement, and there are these external factors like changes in police enforcement priorities and changes in drug markets that do have some effect. But again, I think it's important to place this, for better or for worse, in the larger context. Black men are still more than six times more likely than white men to be incarcerated. 10% of all black men between the ages of 25 and 39 are behind bars on any given day. So we still very much have a racial disparity problem in this country.
David, what is going on now in terms of changing drug laws in New York State? Of course, we've been living for many years under the influence of the very harsh Rockefeller drug laws. There's been some movement to change that. What about nationwide? Is there a nationwide policy, or is it still state by state?
Well, criminal justice policy is largely made on the state level, so we do have to talk state by state to some extent. But this is one area where the economic crisis may actually be a bit of good news, because states all across the country are realizing that current levels of mass incarceration, of incarcerating low-level drug offenders and other nonviolent offenders, are simply not sustainable in the current economic climate when they're faced with cutting education, cutting health care, and at the same time spending more and more on prison. So we're seeing across the country and in the state of New York and elsewhere a real fundamental rethinking of incarceration policy that we haven't seen in many, many years. And on the federal level, Senator Jim Webb has just introduced a bill that would create a National Criminal Justice Commission to look at all of these problems, mass incarceration, racial disparities, the incarceration of the mentally ill, and make recommendations for some fundamental reforms of the way we deal with crime in this society.
And what, if anything, does it say about drug use, which is really what it gets down to, doesn't it? I mean, I understand that your concern is about disparities, racial disparities, but in fact, what most people are concerned about is drug use and how that's being dealt with.
Well, I think that's a legitimate question, and I think it's also positive that there has been more and more recognition that incarceration is not a solution to drug use, that drug use is a medical problem, it's a public health problem, and that's the most effective way to deal with it. And so we're seeing developments like drug courts, we're seeing developments like diversion for first-time, low-level drug offenders. And we're seeing a move away from the, you know, lock them up model that's been prevalent in this country for far too long.
We should also point out that this study that we are talking about was done between 1999 and 2005. I understand it takes a while for trends to appear, but that was almost 4 years ago now. So we'll simply track it and see what mysteries come up with the next set of statistics. David Fatih, thanks very much for helping us shed some light on this.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.